North Carolina lost one of its most beloved writers and teachers this past Saturday. Doris Betts died of lung cancer at the age of 79. She was the author of 6 novels and 3 collections of short stories, as well as other works. Most of her writing is set here in her native South. She taught at UNC Chapel Hill for decades, and her students remember her as good-humored but blunt. She warned them that writers had to be prepared for disappointments, that there were many easier ways to make a living and to make a life. In 2007, Doris Betts spoke with an oral history student at UNC's Southern Oral History Program about her roots in Western North Carolina and her journey to Chapel Hill.
I grew up in Statesville, North Carolina, and went to Woman's College in Greensboro, and I am an only child, the first in my family to go to college. Very southern story, because my parents were the first in their family to move to town off the farm. So I grew up with a farm grandparent situation on both sides. One of my grandparents' sets were sharecroppers, and one was a hard scrabble red clay farmer. And that is my essential background. I grew up in the public schools in Statesville. And I've always lived in North Carolina. In fact, have traveled much less than I wanted to. So I'm very, very Tar Heel. Let me back up to high school. The journalism school at Carolina had, and I think still has, a summer program that brought high school newspaper editors for 2 or 3 days of meeting and talking about journalism and so on. And of course, a great many of those editors were girls, none of whom could then come to Carolina. And of course, here I came, I fell in love with the place, I thought I want to go to school here, and that was not possible. I was indignant, actually. But I did have an opportunity to go to Woman's College in Greensboro, and I'm glad now to have done that, partly because I think it was the first time I was surrounded by very bright young women who were not Southern Belles, Thatcher Eyelashes type. And that was earth-changing for me. And it was an excellent, excellent school. Now, as a co-ed institution, I think it's a good school, but I don't think it has quite the pizzazz that it had when it was all female. So I then did not get to go to Carolina as a student. I married in the middle of my college career, and my husband came to Carolina as a law student. So we lived there for a period of time. One of our children was born there. And after he graduated and we moved to Sanford, I had a chance to come back to Carolina. And I took a class or two while he was in law school. I had a chance to come back as a part-time creative writing teacher. And I think once they let me get my foot in the door, I just kept pushing the door wider. And one thing led to another. And so that is how I ended up first as a part-time lecturer and then eventually as a full-time faculty member. The hilarious thing is I have no degrees whatsoever, not even the undergraduate degree. This has ruined me as an irate feminist. I can't say that I was mistreated because I actually had fewer credentials than any male on campus. So I have been very fortunate in that regard, and it's partly because fiction writing is not the same as scholarly progress. And it's hard for someone who has finally gotten his scholarly book published to be too snobbish with someone who has 7 or 8 books published, even though they are of an inferior field. They are only stories. But it did mean that opened doors to me, because Carolina has been historically a place where the creative arts were encouraged, though largely male up until the 60s and 70s.
Doris Betts was a widely honored, much admired writer and teacher. Her loss is felt throughout the world of literature and on the campus of UNC Chapel Hill. We featured her life and legacy on our North Carolina Literary Light series. You can hear a lengthy discussion of her work at our website, stateofthings.org. That's our program for today. Thanks for listening. This is North Carolina Public Radio, a broadcast service of the University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill. I'm Frank Stachow.